got, I don't, you know, a little more aggressive, but I mean, we stayed away from ever wanting to be, you know, trying to be a hardcore band or whatever. We, you know, knew all those guys, and, but it just would have been fake, you know? So I don't know, you know, really how to quantify what changed. I mean, I think it became a little less jazzy, maybe, if that's an applicable term. But with, you know, with Chuck, we had, he played clavinet and it was a soprano sax. You know, he was a reed player. So, you know, we would have sax solos in in some of the stuff. And it definitely became more of, you know, guitar based, aggressive kind of thing. Corey was a phenomenal drummer. I mean, the guy was, you know, like trained jazz band kid, you know, that could do amazing stuff, and really hard to like to rein him in live. You know, he would just go crazy and overplay. But so that was interesting. I mean, Smitty is a metronome. Listening back, I prefer a lot of what Smitty was doing. But I mean, Corey was clearly, you know, a kid who had cut his teeth on, you know, fusion records and whatnot, so he could pull off some pretty amazing shit.